Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous Pisser Possums are not welcome in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turd.
No, this is not the fucking Hal Turner Show. Nor is this the Peerless Good Manzer Show, Radio Free Nimtardation. We don't have retarded Manzer and Jew Boy and Wigger Faggot like the intern or the Reverend Boa Cocksucker. Nor is this the Finkel City Show. We don't have Judah Brown Mamsers from Mentor and Rabbi Finkel City, the Joyzy Shitty Stick Killer, going ahead and reading some Wikipedia articles about Hitler and going ahead and practicing paper preterism. Nor is this the Rabbi Elier Show, where you have a Chicago Sephardic Jew Boy, formerly known as Joseph Stalin, cuts November yapping shit. No, this is the Movement Turd, and also known as the Dick Dick Show. And your host is Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Lindstedt. And if you want to call in, and if you dare, call in. Hail victory, folks.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Manzer, ass clouds across the foot, and nuds are plying in the open air, coast, nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third, and the final. But the show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 144.5 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 18th of October, 2012. And I'm going to go ahead, and I decided to call the episode called The Little Jew Boys That Cried Kike. And folks, I'm sure you've all heard the little story about the little boy who cried wolf. What happens is that he amused himself by crying wolf, 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 and making all the people come out to save his little sheep from the wolves. Well, one day he went ahead and said it so much, and one day he cried wolf too much, and the wolves went ahead and ate up his flock of sheep, and regrettably didn't eat the little lying bastard as well here. Well, folks, what you have in the movement is you have a bunch of Jews that cry kike. Be they Alex Linder, a Jew. Be they Eli James, be they Finkelschini, be they old Dan Johns, be they Jeremy Visser, Jews and Mamsers crying Jew, Jew, Jew. Now, do they have anything actually to go ahead and say? And the answer is nothing. Do they have actually any real teaching? Well, no. It's altogether perverted. It's altogether added with Roman Catholic papist preterism or what have you, to where they go ahead and they bring this stuff and they don't have a single clue as to what the hell they're talking about. And they don't want to have a clue as to what the hell they're talking about. All they're talking about is sundry lies. In any case, though, folks, So that's why I've gone ahead and said that. I had pretty well a lot of stuff written down, but both Toshiba number one and Toshiba number two went ahead and died on me and took, you know, pretty well took it with them. But the latest thing is you have Eli James threatening Skip Baker for Skip Baker's artwork about how Eli James is Rabbi of the Year. You know, what does he call it? You know, Rabbi Amon Yitzhak Shitzhak James. You know, as the voice of Christian Israel, a.k.a. Eli James, wins ADL's Ashkenazi of the Year award for his infiltration of Christian identity. He's been doing that, Eli James has been for doing it since supposedly 1979. Now, folks, I'm not surprised. And does it really matter? Does it really matter? Last night, for example, you end up having Ethan 24, who had told me that he was a Mamzer for some time, going ahead and calling in to the Obagender Bender and Pisser Possum show last night. And pretty well, this Ethan 24 was sticking up for Rocky Sadeya, going ahead and supposedly, if you have money, it doesn't matter if you're a mongrel or a nigger or whatever, as long as you're anti-Jew. Yeah, I imagine here, if a Jew gives enough money, it don't matter if he's a Jew, as long as he's anti-Jew and pays out money. Well, hey, August Christ has been, you know, was doing that in, what, 2004, 2005? No big deal. At least not to August Christ. I mean, as far as August Christ was concerned, you know, green is the new Aryan, is the new white. Folks, does it really matter if these people be Jews? Does it really matter if these people be Mamzers like Jeremy Visser? Folks, it's understood that Jeremy Visser admitted to being a, quote, Cherokee, wasn't white, when he was getting in trouble. So he gets to go ahead and come back and pretend to be white. No big deal. Well, folks, that's the way people do look at it. Folks, Obagender Bender doesn't dare give his real name, doesn't dare show his real snout, so everybody thinks he's a Jew, Aussie, poster with gender identity issues. No doubt. And what happens is that supposedly Anglo Mestizo Truett and Eli James are hearing that Morris Collette is running around with a wire. Why should this surprise anybody? Why should this surprise anybody at all? Anyway, I go ahead and I'm looking over on VNNF and I'm looking over Four Fags Feeds. I'm looking at a number of places here. And by the way, I just went ahead and found out that supposedly the NSM has gone ahead and taken down their webpage because they disagree with the chairman, Eric Gleeby, you know, about how he does things. Folks, it's every Mamzer, every Wigger, every ass clown for himself. Folks, let's not be surprised at the bowel movement being, well, essentially full of Jews and Mamzers, and all they have to say is screaming about Jew, 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 while they're Jews. Why are we surprised at this sort of shit? And the answer is we shouldn't be. If you're really Christian identity, you understand what you're supposed to understand already. You understand a number of things here. Now, you may have come up with, mainly in the Worldwide Church of God, but you might be a remnant from Wesley Swift's church. You might have gone ahead and come into it and learned a number of things, some of which aren't really, I think, orthodox views. And I'm not going to go ahead and fight with you as long as you understand at least what is important. I don't fight with people because most of the time I recognize where they come up with this stuff. And while I may not agree with it, I can, of course, get along with you as long as you are genuinely white. As long as you actually mean what you say. But, folks, I don't have much use for creatures who do not belong, who never will belong, who essentially don't know how to act, don't know how to behave, never will know how to act, never will know how to behave. Folks, I'm not surprised at how you act. I'm not surprised in the least as to how you behave. Why should I be? Anyway, folks, I'm going ahead and figure out why my cell phone is going beep, 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 and it's not being recharged. The answer is that I've had the, thing unplugged for the longest time. What to say? So, let me go ahead and let's see. See if I can't go ahead and get this thing plugged in. Alrighty, got it running. Okay, it's charging again. I was beginning to think that the battery had blown up on me or something. In case, folks, we have these people who come in and they think, you know, I mean, Eli James's letter, email to Skip Baker, I'm going to take you to court and you're going to have to prove that I'm a Jew. Look, Eli James, if you go ahead and take Skip Baker to court, what you're going to have to do is that you're not going to be allowed to go ahead and sue someone in the name of an alias. He's going to get discovery. He's going to find out what your name was before it was Eli James. He's going to go ahead and find out that your name before Eli James was another made-up name called Joseph November. Okay, so what was it before Joseph November? Well, I've heard from fairly good sources, I'm not going to go ahead and divulge, is that before that he was known as Joseph Cutts. But you have no idea what the heck it was before that. It could have been Mordecai Goldstein, for all you know. You don't know who the hell these people are. You don't know who Old Genderbender is. You do know, if you've been paying attention, that Jeremy Visser is a Melungeon Mamser. You can go ahead and look at Angler Macizo Truitt going ahead and whining that Morris Gallet is chasing him around wearing a wire. Well, I don't know about wearing a wire. I mean, I don't think they have to wear big old wires like they did, 35 years ago. But, you know, they can just go ahead and have a little big, you know, bug or something like that. But, folks, anyone understood is that Gallet went to jail over Bolivian nose candy, was caught drunk as a skunk with one of the many informants from the August Christ faction who in turn got caught by another informant. For example, there is some raghead here who was going to go ahead supposedly and detonate a bomb at the Federal Reserve Center. Folks, he was just a raghead. It was altogether an FBI Zog false front. They went ahead and convinced him that he had a van or a truck or whatever full of explosives. I mean, I don't even bother to go ahead and find out what particular lie I'm supposed to believe. Don't even bother. Who cares? Does anybody really, truly believe that they are made safer from actual reality, if there is anyone? Folks, I would be far more worried about some maniac dreaming up a new plague quietly in their garage somewhere or in his kitchen somewhere across the fruited and nutted Zog plain. And essentially, if it's a wigger, you know, a mad wigger who's designing a disease to kill niggers and Jews, well, hey, more power to him. Even if he's trying to go ahead and kill wiggers, well, maybe that's not altogether a bad thing. Folks, it doesn't really, I mean, all these Zog false fronts, be they 9/11 or Oklahoma City or anything like that, folks, if you had enough freaking sense to really be Christian identity, just simply mind your own freaking business to pull out as much as you can from politics or from, you know, doing anything, you know, know full well that you don't have freedom of religion or freedom of speech or freedom of anything, really, when it comes down to it. And you just simply mind your own business and go your own way, you won't have any problem and you won't have to deal with Jews like Alex Linder or Eli James or Finkel Sheeny or Brian Rio or Jeremy Visser or anybody, including not even me. You know, I mean, you know, there's some people who say that I am not a very nice person to get along with. That is probably true. You know, if I find out some shit about you, find out you're a worthless lying bastard, you're not going to hear the end of it. But, no, folks, if you're truly what you should be, don't worry about shit you have no choice in affecting. You want a great tribulation? Well, folks, it's going to happen. All these people, go ahead and Martin's going to go ahead and kill 190 million Jews and beaners and 120 million Uyghurs. Well, no, not me. I mean, heck, even if they lined up at my door, I don't have enough money to buy any machine gun bullets, not to have any machine gun to put them in, too. I'm just simply saying, if you go ahead and look at the Bible tells you what's going to go ahead and happen. You know, it's rough form. Doesn't say exactly when. In fact, Jesus Christ said he doesn't know. Only Yahweh knows the time and date, knows, okay, we're ready, here it is. And he starts the ball rolling, in which it's going to go ahead and end up in a great tribulation, which the vast majority of people will die of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And contrary to the papist prayers, be it Eli James or Finkelschini, this lays in the future. Christian identity is a millennialist or premillennialist religion. The millennium is not in the past here. 90% of prophecy has yet to be fulfilled. And thus, you have an idea of who you are, of who the Israelites are, who the real Jews are. Well, folks, you have an idea, vaguely, while reading your Bible, as to what's going to happen. If you think you see it really, really, really clear, well, chances are you don't know what you're talking about. But folks, you do sort of know what you're supposed to do here. I mean, Christian identity is not really very, very, very difficult, because you understand not only with your brain, but you understand mainly with your heart, because the law of Yahweh is written in your heart, and you are what you're supposed to be. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. I don't think Rusfer is going to go ahead and call in. So, in any case, we're going to go ahead and go next. Can I read the chat room? No, I'm not going to. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat room in about 2 minutes here, because I'm going to go ahead and take a break. So, folks, hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the ways of ever find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and ride away. If the Uyghurs come to mind, the way they run to and fro, if the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Uyghurs keep remembering how good God used to be, being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop.
Cutting on the roadside, cutting in the ditch. Big Ted cutting you black sound bitch. Daddy was a Klansman, a Southern Democrat. Long white sheets and funny looking hats, singing songs, song of the South. Whooping niggas ass and burn his house. Gone, gone with the wind. Ain't no nigga talking back again.
Hello, Logan.
I walked away from my computer hoping I would get sad. I heard Pootie calls in.
No, Pootie never calls in.
He said he did.
Well, Pootie
Pootie called this night.
Pootie says a lot of things, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So how you doing, Logan?
Well, I got back from Michigan.
Okay.
I met with several people that a long time ago, they broke away from Jim Wickstrom, and now they had a pretty good group, and some of them still a smaller group, but basically the guy that took over Jim Wickstrom's place, he's kind of he's identity, but I think that he's being led by Jews and Mamzers. I think he's being led astray with a bunch of bullshit.
Who?
And I try, he's older than me. He don't want to listen to me. He
Who's that?
Anybody.
Wickstrom?
No, this guy's name's Ralph.
Oh, okay.
I try to tell him all these people are Jews and he don't want to hear it. They want to have all the proof. He can't say nothing, so. But I don't know. I used to keep these days with him, but, I'm just...
Well, you thought enough of him and his wife to go up to Michigan from, what, Tennessee?
No. I met another guy that used to be... he was a pastor, but this guy, Ralph, was the head of... He was like the head dude after Jim Wickstrom because these people left Jim Wickstrom. But the people I've met are really, really nice. They're older and, they got health problems, but they seem to be doing better. They're just, basically when you get over 70 years old, you have to take things a little slow.
Well, that's true enough here. My mother is going to be 80 in March of next year. I went ahead and talked to her the other day. Pickle went ahead and called in. He was in a good mood. He was going to go ahead and come back down from South Dakota where he has her penned up. And she was talking stupid crap about going to a nursing home. And I said, why do you want to go to a nursing home? $2,500 a month here. And that's, that's really getting sort of cheap here. You could, however, is essentially move up to that house that I went ahead, me and Roxy bought here, and pretty well just take your victuals and see me and Roxy every day, and have me and Roxy cook up something for you. You can go ahead and walk down here, or what happens, you could have Baby Pig look at the foot of the hill, come up and see him a couple times a week here, even though you don't like that bitch Crystal, as I call her Piggle's bitch, or sometimes I call her the Mad Rabid Hippo. She used to have shoulders sort of like a linebacker here. I mean, she used to have real wide shoulders but a real small head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Baby Pickle, he's our handsome, blue-eyed, sandy-haired, little baby pig look here. And, he has him look a little brat here, but I've seen him at the Dollar General, and he'll go ahead and start squalling when he wants something, and, Mad Hippo don't want to give it to him. So he'll go ahead and throw a little temper tantrum, and I hear he's bad at the Walmart, too, here. So anyway, So anyway, yeah, it has some look a little brat here, but unruly here. I mean, all of Winstead's, you know, healthy as can be here, but there's never been anything. I mean, the best thing for a Winstead butt is a stick. You know what I mean? You know, so anyway, it's basically when we're young here. You know what I mean? I was a really brat when I was young, you know. When I was young too here. But anyway, it didn't get near the swamp that I had, you know, coming here. But in any case, I went ahead and told her that here. I said, shoot, you know, me and Pell can go ahead and fix up the farm here. And he doesn't want to do that. He wants to go ahead and keep her up there. And I said, well, shoot, one of these days she's going to trip over her feet here and, essentially, you know, be laying there, you know, sick without, you know, any ability with a broken leg, and she's going to go ahead and die up there. You know what I mean? What was your silliness here? I mean, shoot.
I'll tell you what, your mom needs to be close to people that can look at her family, you know?
Well, Pilk went ahead and moved her up to South Dakota in May of 2009 here. And now,
happy there?
You know,
is she happy there?
Oh, see, I mean, heck, she's sort of like you know, her mother Jenny's side of the family, the Osbournes. I mean, shoot, she's not exactly the smartest, you know, person. What she does is, you know, she'll go ahead, and when we bought that trailer at the foot of the hill, she'd come up here once a week, and she'd go ahead and yak at people. Just yak, 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 yak. And what happens is that people sort of liked her. I mean, they knew she didn't mean no harm. You know, she's harmless here. It's just that she will go ahead, and my brother's the most like her. I mean, she'll ask personal questions and not even pay attention to the answers, and ask the same stupid, you know, question again and again and again. And she, you know, the good thing is that she's not senile. She doesn't have her Alzheimer's here. You know, sort of like my mother, her mother, you know, my mother, you know, grandmother Jenny, when I asked my dad, do you think Jenny will go ahead and become senile? My dad said, nah, she ain't likely to lose what little she got here. So, she has a mentality of a 12-year-old here. But, you know, I mean, what happens is she's about smart as old Liarbell, Mumpsnut, the Clueless. But she ain't, you know, she ain't sort of vicious, and she ain't a liar, you know what I mean? She's just sort of silly.
Yeah.
And, in any case, you know, pretty well.
Hey, I wasn't able to call in. I didn't have a cell phone coverage, but last Sunday night, did Lara Bill or did any retard show up?
Well, I think it was the Nimbuster, you know, Liar Bill who showed up here, and I think it was the Nimbuster Linda that showed up. Pretty well, I was sort of trolling, the Pisser Possum show, and, pretty well, old agenda was going on and on and on, and here comes this Mamzer, the Liars, Ethan 24, and he's the Liars Mamzer. He goes ahead and shows up, and, you know, he admitted, I think, about 6 months ago that he was part Cherokee here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So essentially, he goes ahead and calls in. He goes ahead and calls in, and what he does, he goes ahead and sticks up for this Rocky Sadea of the ANP, American Nazi Party, and
I know Rocky. You know, Rocky.
Well, have you ever met him or what?
I've seen a picture of him on the internet. What do you think about that guy? What kind of name is that?
I don't know. It sounds like a WAP name here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He should have called himself the American Fascist Party or whatever. I mean, pretty well, I went ahead and listened to Sadea talk about, the failure of Mo Gullet's, little march in Washington here for the South African nitwits who rode to die. And pretty well, from what I gather, I think Zog only gives him about maybe $10,000 or $20,000 to spend or something like that. He wasn't getting the money. He wasn't getting the money. That's why he, he needed some Bolivian nose candy. That's why he went in and plotted to rob banks back in 2005 here. But in case, he's a Zog bot. He's a Zog Asian provocateur, and I don't know. Me and Pastor John Britton could have maybe, hijacked, his trust fund, but that wouldn't have been right here. I mean, it's not right to go ahead and take something that don't belong to you. Even if Gillette doesn't deserve it, he is the one that Ray Redford, I guess, gave it to. But, pretty well we kept...
How much money did Ray Redford give him, like a lot of money?
No, Ray Redford didn't have pot to piss there and window throw it out except to go ahead and buy cocaine here. I mean, there's a lot of people who think that Ray Redford died of, he died of a heart attack at the age of 54, and there's a lot of people who think he died of a cocaine overdose here, you know what I mean? And, he was a notorious doper. But, and so is Mo Gullett here. Mo Gullett's just a drunken crackhead. He was even less sense than Ray Redford did. I mean, Ray Redford at least has some. For him, it was more of a hobby. For Mo Gullett, it's more of an addiction. And pretty well what happens, there was this dead Nazi. I didn't know what his name was back there. But I went ahead and found out, went ahead and dug out and, talked to Brian Wright, the slant-eyed Melungeon Mamser here, who's Jeremy Visser's Mamser pal. Went ahead and found out. Then went ahead and went to an old guy in Ohio, and pretty well his name somewhat known bizarre, but no need to go ahead and mention it here. And I found out that this dead Nazi had about $1 million estate. He went ahead and died. He gave 40% of it to Ray Redford's Church of Sons of Yahweh. I guess old Brother Ray managed to go ahead and convince him to give out some money. He went ahead and left 40% of it to this Klan, neo-Nazi, Confederate Hammerskins. And he left 20% to the, 20% to the girlfriend of the Klansman, who was going to get it. Left it to her because she was the one who actually took care of, this dead Nazi in his later years here. Well, anyway, what boiled down to is he had about $1.2 million, something like that. And the Church of the Sons of Yahweh got it here, and you got to understand, in 2003, Ray Redfern, 2003, both Ray Redfern and August Christ went ahead and rebelled against Butler, and supposedly was kicking Butler out of the Aryan Nations. You know how it is. I mean, sort of LSD notions here, like Jeremy Visser and Eli James going to kick me out of my own church here. Idiot notions. Idiot notions. And, that same thing that Eli James is yapping about. And if I don't go ahead and sue you, Skip Maker, I'm going to call Council of the Elders. Well, shoot, the Council of the Elders will probably have all hooked snouts here and be the, unlearned, unwashed elders of Zion. You have seen the emails between Skip Maker and, did you see the one where old Judith Nips is demanding that Russifer apologize to Wickstrom because Wickstrom called Eli James a Jew first? Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Oh, you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen some of those emails. The thing is, Judy Nips, when it comes right down to it, she still picks up for Jim a lot of times, and I guess that's because she was married to him or whatever, but she's kind of in her own thing. I'm not going to argue with her, I mean, if Russ wants to argue with her, I think her and Russ both follow that Scott Rock guy, so.
Yeah. I do not say, take me off your list. I just go ahead and look, and I find out stuff by going ahead and listening here, but I do not get involved. I mean, Judy Nips here is a doctor, according to her. She's probably as much of a doctor as James Wickstrom here.
She's not a doctor. She didn't even go. Look, I got a 4-year college degree like Russ. Judy Nips got a certification in herbal medicine or something.
Well, hell, I mean, you do know that I am an MD, don't you? You know I'm an MD?
What does MD stand for?
Mad Dog. Yeah, but I'm an MD here. I'm an MD here, and I got a, I got a certificate. I got a certificate of practice in 1635 Swedish homeopathy. You know, and licensed to practice at the St. Gustavus Adolphus, Institute of 1635 Swedish homeopathy here. And, I already got all the stuff I need. I got a pair of pliers and a hammer and a funnel and a tin bucket here. And I got some matches here that I can go ahead and start, And what happens is that, I got some jugs here filled with asparagus urine that I can go ahead and also use for 1635 Swedish homeopathy. So I am an MD here, folks. I really am. So that means I'm as learned as Judith Nipps and James Wickstrom, correct?
Yeah, because Jim Wickstrom, according to him, he's a doctorate in studies.
What?
Of scripture, yeah.
Okay, so he made himself an MD, a doctor too, huh?
A self-proclaimed doctor in GD. she got a certification in herbal medicine, but she declared herself. I mean, when you get certified to be a herbal medicalist, I don't think they call you doctor. I think you just have a certificate to practice homeopathic medicine. I'm pretty sure they don't call you a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they do call them an MD, or sometimes they call them MOs or something like that here. You know what I mean?
Homeopathy. Okay. She did not go to a four-year school. She took classes and stuff. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's about a year or maybe 6 months.
What it is that essentially they got them in. They pretty well got them in. They got them in by, homeopathy is the notion that you're suffering from four major humors of earth, air, fire, and water. And essentially, you don't want to go ahead and suffer from a little bit of a lack of earth here, because essentially you'd end up, having to eat shit here or something like that here. What they did is part of it was you go ahead and a little bit of this will help you. So they go ahead and mix it with a mole of water, which is about, gallons and gallons. I forget how much a mole was of anything. Well, how much is a mole of anything anyway?
I forget. I know you have like liters and you have like milliliters, and I forget what a mole is. I mean, I should know. But,
a mole was a lot. A mole was a freaking lot of stuff, though. I mean, an ungodly amount here. Sort of like you heard of microfarads for capacitors here. Well, a farad would be a capacitor about, maybe half the size of your house or something like that here. And a mole is so many molecules of anything. And so if it's a gas or a liquid, it's quite a few molecules. You know what I mean? At least that's what I remember, I think, from chemistry, better than 30 years ago or so. And, what it is, though, is you got to realize is that, actually, like Mark Twain said, is that Galen taught homeopathy. And essentially, Galen has been killing people, as like you said, for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Folks, homeopathy was essentially the belief that you had to go ahead and get the body in balance and therefore if you're suffering from so many humors or something, a lack of humors or your humors were...
I can agree with Yahweh's food laws and his herbs and everything, but some of those people that eat an alternative medicine, they get into some stuff that really is not effective, and a lot of that crap's put out by the Jews anyway.
Well, it's...
I mean...
A lot of this stuff... I mean, generally you probably live longer if you were born relatively healthy and you avoid the damn doctors. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I don't go to a doctor. I go to a chiropractor sometimes, but he manipulates my, you know, my spine, because, like, at work one time, I never had back problems, and I was lifting, like, 300 pounds, I twisted, and the chiropractor, I mean, I don't go to doctors. I go to a chiropractor, and I used to go to Judy, but I can't afford her. I used to buy herbs from other doctors, and they're expensive, so I'll just make my own herbs, man. I'll go to the grocery store and, like, get ginger and get, you know, cilantro, and just basically, you know, you're supposed to live by Yahweh's laws anyway. If you keep Yahweh's food laws pretty close to the way you're supposed to do it, you're not going to get sick.
Well, you're going to... Generally, I've heard the fourth greatest cause of death in the United States is caused by doctors. You know, just simply screwing you up here. I mean,
and
it's...
Hospital, too. They say if you go to a hospital, that a lot of the germs in hospitals are worse than what you go in there for. You know?
Okay.
Germs, they spread in hospitals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, because you're always hearing people get pneumonia whenever they go to the hospital. They didn't have pneumonia going in, but they caught pneumonia or something.
Well, to be fair, last night I was throwing the crap out of this earth, so tonight we have some pisser possums. You know what I mean? 10 and 18.
Well, okay. So you had Visser and Obi and...
They were yakking stupid crap about if you had five verses on a desert island. Well, why would you have only five verses on a desert island? I mean, essentially, if you had what? Oh, yeah. Why would you only have five verses on a desert island? You either have a full Bible or none at all, and essentially go ahead and remember what little you'd remember of it. Why five verses? I mean, this is sort of wanting to be half of a letter mamzer, or a letterman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the heck is the purpose of that here? So essentially, I had old Ethan24 call in, and Obagender Bender was just having a conniption fit over Ethan24 going ahead and disagreeing with it. I mean, Jeremy was just, Jeremy didn't give a crap here. It's sort of like on the 9909 when Visser, about two days, he's blaming Sci-Fi Faber for the County Joint Drug Task Force kicking in his door. He's blaming Sci-Fi Faber for it, and he's going to quit Christian Identity. Well, folks, if you want to go ahead and see how many times Visser has quit Christian Identity, just go ahead and type in Linstead in the search engine over in Stormfront. And you'll go ahead and see when Visser was trying to suck up to Quant and how he's going to go ahead and quit Christian Identity. He wasn't making enough money back in 2007 or whenever. And, Visser
does this for money, so basically he's doing this for
money. Well, I don't think Visser actually makes very much money. I think what happens is that Visser, part of the reason he snitches, he's a melungeon, he's a mamzer, he's a spawn of Satan. You know, he partly does it because of that here, and he doesn't want to go ahead and bring his pisser possum DNA here into Yahweh's servant nation, but also he does a little bit, I think, in order to go ahead and get out of trouble here. From my gather, he's pretty well of a meth goober, in addition to being a meth head. He hasn't had a job for a long, long, long time since Caterpillar Plant when they closed down, or in a temporary job. And essentially, he goes ahead and he comes in, he disappears, he comes in, he disappears. And heck, earlier this year when he sort of disappeared for about, close to 3 weeks, I thought he was in jail again or in trouble enough to where he closed down his forum here. So it had a hiccup about a week or so ago. I thought is that this had gotten, in trouble again. It was like 2010, but now it was just him stealing, some of lying Larry Blanchard's bullshit here. He got taken down for a couple of days here. But anyway, old Visser, he's just sort of mellowing out here, probably going ahead smoking from his bong here. And here is old Gender Vendor just having a ringtail fit against, his fellow mamzer, Ethan24. And Ethan, you know, Ethan, like I said before, had sort of admitted that, you know, that Cherokees are engines. And I haven't heard too. I'll go ahead and look Saturday night whether or not Rebecca May shows up here. But she, you know, I had her screeching. I had her screeching big time Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, she went ahead and, yes, I did see her name, and she was stupid enough to admit it. Then she was posting that stuff, and Eli James muted her, so she came back as victim of Satan. You know who Satan was, don't you? So,
yeah.
In any case, here's Eli James. He's threatening Skip Baker. And, look, Eli James, we all know that if you were to be stupid enough to go ahead and file a lawsuit, don't you think that I'd go ahead and bring up that you've been calling me a child molester, even though you know different, even though you knew the case had to be, dismissed here? And, any case here, I'm going to go ahead and reveal this here. There's this here character. Calls himself, what the hell is it called? Pearson. What the hell is his first name here? Anyway, Douglas Pearson. And he runs around with Harold, supposedly wants to be with Harold Covington's bunch. Well, he goes ahead about a month or so ago. Oh, I'm a poor T-shirt youth here. I don't have any money. What am I going to do? How would I go ahead and get to Northwest? I says, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go ahead? An old Craig Cobb is looking to go ahead and get a whole bunch of Nazis to head to his, 30-mile town about 60 miles out of Wilson. And he essentially wants you to go ahead and become a good little, pretend to be a creator or do whatever here.
Yeah.
He'll give you cot space. For $143 a month, you got to fly the Creatard or whatever flag in the NSM building you went ahead and gave. And essentially, Corn Cobb is going to go ahead and act like a labor, provider for these oil fields here. I said, what you do is you go ahead and get on VNNF. You don't go ahead and use your real name. You go ahead and you don't say a dang thing about me. You don't say a dang thing about Christian Identity. You don't say a dang thing, certainly, about Harold Covington. Because Corn Cob is a creatard. He has had a number of experiences, some of them his own making, with Christian Identity people. And essentially, don't have anything to do with April Gady, and sure as hell don't mention Covington's name and don't mention my name. So what happens is that he tells me he's poor and all this sort of thing, and then I find out by going ahead and cruising over on VNNF and going ahead and cruising over on Four Fags, and guess what? He's not that poor. He goes ahead and he goes to old David Duck's sperm front thing about, 3-4 weeks ago in Tennessee, and he manages to go ahead and make it out of Canada to a racist, thing here. And the people go ahead and look at him. He freaks out having the meerkat. He pisses off Wigger Squill. He pisses off David Duck. And they say he looks like a Jew. So he goes ahead and, I'm talking about this Rebecca Mason. Why do you need to be that way? Eli James says you're a child molester. Eli James says that you're a Zogbot. And look, retard. You've been lying to me. From what I gather, in real life, you look like a Jew. But you're not a T-shirt youth, and you got enough freaking money to go from, Toronto to, Eastern Tennessee? You sure as hell have enough money to go from, from Toronto to freaking Seattle.
You're talking about Corn Cop, because Rebecca Mash lives there in the Florida, right?
Nah, she lives in Toronto here. She was born probably a Shawnee red nigger. And she lives up in Canada.
Well, wait a minute, is Corn Cop friends with, is he friends with Rebecca Mash?
No. I was just simply telling this Douglas Pearson not to mention my freaking name. He goes ahead and claims to be Christian Identity. And he does. Nah, I don't think he's a Jew. I think he's an idiot. But, there's some good stuff about Craig Cobb, and there's some bad stuff about Craig Cobb. The worst is that he believes a self-hating Jew who went ahead and made a, you know, man-made religion. As far as other things about, you know, Craig Cobb, I mean, folks, I have to appreciate a man who went ahead and walked with a backpack from Wyoming or, you know, Wyoming or Kalispell, and went ahead and hustled and found a town and who's buying up most of it and actually setting up a labor service for Nazis to take over a town in North Dakota. I gotta go ahead and say I really appreciate Corn Cob's work ethic. I appreciate Corn Cob's leadership. I don't appreciate Corn Cob's create hard religion here, but here I am telling this guy who claims to be a T-shirt youth how to go ahead and essentially get Corn Cob to take him under his wing here. And then it turns out he goes, you know, he's not T-shirt youth. He goes ahead, he goes to David Duck's thing here. He freaks everybody out saying that he looks like a Jew, and he goes ahead and sides with Eli James and this goofy bank, you know, Rebecca Mace, even though that he can see pictures, you know, that these people are. And why do you have to go ahead and fight and argue with each other? Well, no, we cannot get along. There are some people who can't get along. Now, I could probably get along with Corn Cob. That's why I said, don't mention my name, and whatever you do, don't mention Harold Covington's name. Now we did that. He went ahead and didn't listen to a single damn thing I told him of how to go ahead and get on BNNF. I said, don't use your real name. Use a proxy server to go ahead and get on. And essentially, you know, he's telling me he's a T-shirt youth here. You know, all he got is a T-shirt. And essentially, he's lying to me. I mean, shoot, it costs probably more to go ahead and take a number of planes from, what, Toronto to Nashville, then from Nashville to wherever the hell you're going to go. I mean, it probably costs, you know, as much or more than just go ahead and freaking fly to Seattle here. So you have the money, and you've been lying to me.
Yeah.
You didn't do a damn thing I told you, and then you go ahead and come up, why do you want to fight with Eli James? Well, I'll fight with Eli James because he's a dirty, lying Jew boy wanting to get into Christianity. Can't you go ahead and see this Rebecca Mace is a mamzer? Can't you go ahead and see that Eli James is an obvious Jew? And the answer is he either can't see or he doesn't want to see. So essentially what he's been doing is he's been lying to me. In addition to lying, he didn't do a dang thing, which I went ahead and told him what to do here. He did everything exactly opposite. So what the hell is this guy playing? Is he an idiot? Is he a Jew? You know, what the hell is he? But I know damn well he's not what he went ahead and put himself out to be. That's why you go ahead and are able to find these creatures here. They don't know how to freaking act. Visser doesn't know how to act. Eli James doesn't know how to act. Finkelstein doesn't know how to act. Emma Heiser doesn't know how to act. Keith sort of knew a little bit how to act, but, after you go ahead and, you know, Keith is just simply a hand grenade, you know, waiting to go off. I mean, you and me, Logan, we have some theological differences. Russ, you and me, we have differences with that, but you know how to act. Russ knows how to act. Now, sometimes, you know, he sort of explores the stupid end of it, but, you know, heck, Russ does know how to act. You know what I mean? He knows what to think when it comes down to it. And in many cases, you know, people who are alien to it, very much alien, you know, to where they're putting on an act, they don't know how to go ahead and actually act. You know, they may try to go
if they're mongrels and they're non-white like Jews, they don't have the Holy Spirit in them, and they have an evil spirit, and that's why they just...
Oh, okay. Hold on here. I seem to waft, you know, that here. Let's go ahead and take a break. Hail victory, folks.
Come with faces one from
Okay, folks, another example of operator's headspace. I don't know how I managed to go ahead and hang up, but I did go ahead and hang up. Logan, I gave him an offer to go ahead and stay on the line or to call back in. He decided that he wanted to go ahead and, well, essentially go to sleep here. Anyway, I was talking about this Douglas Pearson. And essentially, you find these people. They want to pretend to be Christian identity, or they want to pretend to be whatever, be it a creatard or a white nationalist or what have you. And pretty much, they don't have an idea, a clue on how to behave here. Now, this Douglas, Pearson went ahead and gave me a hard time for going ahead and outing this Rebecca Mace, or, fighting with Eli James, or fighting with Fink. And, folks, of course I'm going to fight with Eli James. Eli James is a Jew. Fink is a Jew. Of course I'm going to fight with him. But, here's this character. He goes ahead and claims to be something that he's not. And then, he doesn't listen to anything I say. He goes ahead and does the exact opposite of what I tell him to do. But the fact of the matter is, he wasn't a poor Whigger stuck in Kanuckistan. He was some character who, from what I gather, looks like a lot like a Jew who goes ahead and has the money to go to a stormfront, jack-off-a-thon. And he goes ahead and freaks out the people there to where they think he's a Jew, and they're all mad because he's being, talking big about Covington. I told him not to mention my name, not to talk about Christian identity, and certainly not to talk about Covington. Because, Craig Cobb don't have a problem really with Covington, but heck, he wants to be in with April Gady, and April Gady has a big problem with Covington. And the reason she has a big problem with Covington is that Covington had a bunch of people around Kalispell who didn't get along with April Gady. And I think the main problem was with April Gady. So here this character does everything I tell him not to do, gets on me for getting, for essentially saying Eli James is a Jew. Folks, everybody in the movement, Christian identity otherwise, thinks that Eli James is a Jew. Why? Because Eli James looks like a Jew. This horse shit about, you know, and I've seen this email, and I'm going to put it up on the forum. Because Eli James has the same notion, he gets to bluster and he gets to threaten a lawsuit. Well, folks, look, Eli James is not going to go ahead and be successful in pursuing a lawsuit against somebody who thinks he's a Jew because he looks an awful lot like a Jew here. Oh, Anglem Steve Truett accused me a year or so ago. I went ahead and took the picture of Eli James that he has on his talk show, you know, picture, and, you know, here's Anglem Steve Truett claiming that I'd forged Eli James' picture. I'd go ahead and put a Muslim up on there and claim it was Eli James. Well, no, it's not a Muslim, it's a Jew boy. You know, yeah, it looks like a mamzer, but hey, so do you, Anglem Steve Truett. That's Eli James. Why don't you go ahead and look? Why don't you go ahead and look at the talk show picture that you claim that for? It looks like a Muslim. That's a picture of Eli James, not a Muslim. And then Anglem Steve Truett didn't have anything to say. Well, anyway, I did go ahead and find out that the old Truett is all pissy because he says that Morris Gallet is running around with a wire. Well, I doubt he's running around with a wire. I don't think anybody does go ahead and have a wire, but folks, Gallet took a plea bargain. He went ahead and was plotting to rob banks in Alabama for Bolivian nose candy. He was drunk as a skunk. He wasn't innocent of doing anything like that, but after he went ahead and did that, he didn't want to go ahead and just simply say, hey, look, I did really, really, I was really going to go ahead and rob banks in Alabama. That was just the coke and the whiskey talking. I'm actually just a tard. Well, folks, he'd have gone ahead and been found guilty and got 30 years in prison and probably had to do at least 15 or 20 of them, maybe 25. So what did he do? Well, hey, he went ahead and took a plea bargain. He went ahead and denounced me for my, well, my ungodly ways. Folks, there is no sense at all in pretending that you're a nice person here, that you're going to forgive and forget mamzers or criminals. We're coming to the end to where things are going to go ahead and fall apart. They're going to fall apart rather badly. So why in the world pretend to be something that you're not? Like kind to mamzers, like kind to criminals, like kind to idiots, when you're not. Anyway, I'm looking at this jackass, I guess, injuring himself by jumping into a frozen pool again and again and again, cracking his ass on the ice or something here. I mean, I'll just look at this on the news here. Oh, Anderson Thwooper. The old Anderson Thwooper's pooper here. He went ahead and went out, you know, expressly homosexual. Okay? Okay. Well, we end up having some nimbusters. We have some tards here. No big deal here. I'm not quite sure what to go ahead and really, you know, do the show on. Alex Linder is going on and on and on about Golden Dawn as if him gushing over Golden Dawn means that they know who he is or that they care. They don't. There's really nothing that can be done about any of this sort of thing at all. Closest thing that can possibly be done, if you want to, is move to the Northwest and wait for Zog to fall apart. But in most cases, all this stupid crap is, you know, I'm looking at this, quote, terror plot. You have some obvious Bangladeshi mamzer going ahead and being led around by the nose by the FBI, and he's going to go ahead and be tried for a terror plot or something like that here. Folks, it's altogether something that the FBI went ahead to justify, well, having this budget. We took care of this awful terrorist who was going to go ahead and bomb the Federal Reserve Bank. Well, folks, there's a lot of people who wish that, you know, this crazy Packy had gone ahead and bombed the Federal Reserve Bank. It wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't have bothered me one bit. So like when James Von Braun, I didn't know he did this at the time, but the thing that they went ahead and got, you know, got him on was for kidnapping this, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors and giving them a lecture and holding them for a couple hours. Which should have been a whole lot better if he just shot and killed the bastards and had done with it. But, you know, he didn't. And then later on, he wanted to die. And I'm not going to go ahead and say bad things about James Von Braun at all. I mean, hell, he killed more niggers with an old 22 than Trader Glenn Miller did with a whole trailer full of explosives and automatic weapons and ammunition paid for by order money. Of course, I don't think James Von Braun actually went ahead and killed a nigger. I think the other niggers went ahead and killed the nigger with their pistols here, trying to go ahead and shoot poor old Jimmy. But, you know, be that as may here, our movement is idiotic. Our movement is diegetic. Our movement, it doesn't really amount to anything at all. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Frank Weir says it's a hoax. Of course it's a hoax. Of course it's a hoax. All this sort of thing about it being, you know, I mean, here comes a raghead. The raghead sort of says something bad about the great Satan, but here he is, moving from Bangladesh. He's allowed to come to this country. Why? Why is any of these creatures allowed in the country at all? Why are they allowed in the country? And then once they're allowed in the country, why is the FBI, how is it protecting anyone by essentially filling this idiot's head full of nonsense and thinking to where he has an actual bomb that he's going to go ahead and detonate? How is that actually protecting the country? And the answer is not. All you're doing is getting a retard, you know, a packy. Well, you know, Bangladesh used to be, what, East Pakistan? You know, he's the most packy-looking packies. Well, hey, here he is, you know, from some shit-skin country, wanting to bomb the Jews, which is not a bad idea, but what good does it do? What good does it do? What did it accomplish? Well, I wouldn't give him a medal. I'd just go ahead and give him a plane ticket back to Bangladesh. Of course, you know, might let him go ahead and blow up the Federal Reserve building here. then ship him back to Bangladesh, okay? So, you know, Killer Joe sucked. Okay. Folks, I don't really know what to go ahead and say here. Tomorrow on the Logan Hunter Show, well, we're going to go ahead and have a Bible study. We're going to go ahead and finish up on Mark here. And we had a real good Bible study, and in Mark. And what I want to do after we cover the book of Mark is probably go to Logan Hunter's Lost Books of the Bible, and we'll go through them perhaps here. That's something to think about. But in any case, I didn't really get that much done this week. Oh, by the way, some heifer called in from essentially the re-elect Jay Nixon campaign and asked me and Rox how we're going to vote, and I said, well, me and Rox are going to boycott the election. There's no point in voting for one crook or the other. I mean, what is the point? It's not representative government anymore. I'm not allowed to run for state or federal or local office because I'm a, quote, white supremacist. What is the point to it? What is the point to it at all? Folks, your best bet is just simply pull out. Simply just leave it alone here. I'm going ahead. Right now, I'm looking at the news. And you have these stupid heifers. You know, I don't know if any of you have seen the debate. But the very first is some little Jew boy named Epstein going ahead and whining about how do I know as a little Jew boy I'm going to have me a job? Well, guess what? Have Uncle Shlomo at the Bagel Bakery, go ahead and open up a, you know, place for you, little Jew boy. Heck, the little critter looked like a Jew. Probably looked like Obi here, you know, in his real life here. And now they're talking about how the women's vote is real important, and now they're worried about getting an abortion or whether or not the taxpayer's going to pay for their abortions. They're actually talking about how niggers are going to ride if Obongo doesn't get reselected. Folks, I don't give a crap. I'd sort of like it to go ahead and see niggers go ahead and chasing wiggers down. Wiggers need to have a dose of reality. And a bunch of hungry, starving niggers raping them out the ass here and killing them, eating them, might be one heck of a good bit of reality. All right. Yeah, they're going to riot sooner or later anyway here. TAC must be wearing off. So anyway, I'm not quite sure what to go ahead and yak about tonight here. Joe Pennsylvania wants to call in. Well, that would be nice. Let's see. I don't know. I pretty well, ran out of steam here and didn't really have too much to say in that here's Eli James going ahead and he's going to sue Skip Baker. Because Skip Baker is writing a bunch of scurrilous pictures of him to where essentially he looks like a Jew. Well, there's a reason Eli James looks like a Jew. It's because he is a Jew. What are you going to do, Eli James? Let's say you go ahead. You got to prove the name of my parents. You got to prove this or that. Well, look, if Eli James goes ahead and sues Skip Baker, if Skip Baker has anything on the ball, he'll say, well, okay, what was your name before you named yourself Joseph November? Was it Joseph Cutts? Well, yeah. Okay, well, what was it before Joseph Cutts? Joseph Goldstein? Mordecai Goldstein? Joseph Jewison? Joseph Kaiki Jewison? I mean, what was your name? What was your name before you, called it November here? Who were your parents? Where did you come from? And the answer is that I don't think Eli James wants to go there. I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Okay? Well, let's see. The economy isn't doing very good. It's not looking very good. I mean, someone went ahead and asked me last month what the October surprise would be. Well, folks, we are right around the time for our October surprise. What is it? What's the day? The 18th? Okay. So we are essentially, 3 Tuesdays out? Let me go ahead and look here. How far are we out? Well, we're essentially, 2.5 Tuesdays. Well, 2 Tuesdays and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2 Tuesdays and 5 days out of the selection. We're 19 days out of the selection, okay? So what are we going to do? What's going to end up happening? Well, I think they'll go ahead and they'll go through the selection. It's going to be a dog and pony show. It doesn't really matter whether Mittens wins or the nigger wins. And I'm seeing all sorts of wiggers who I know better who are going ahead and just simply saying, well, when it comes down to it, I sort of wish that the wigger wins here, even if he ain't going to be any better for us than the nigger, and we might end up having a war with Israel. No, I'm just so tired. I instinctively want this wigger-looking character who did nothing other than steal from businesses in order to go ahead and make his personal fortune. Who's going to be the tool of the Jews? I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, folks, maybe I ought to go ahead and figure out how to use the web camera in the Toshiba number 3. And pretty well, I'll go ahead and get me 2 socks here. One, I'll go ahead and put a lot of mud in. And I'll go ahead and glue, to these sock puppets. I'll go ahead and glue a picture, of Mittens on one side and Obongo on the other. And then for myself, I'll go ahead and dig me out one of them hot dogs here. And I'll just go ahead and put it in my glasses here so I'll look like I have a big old Jew nose here, a big old wiener nose, And then I'll go ahead and have a sock puppet show. You know what I mean? A brown sock, you know, a brown shit-colored sock, you know, on the left hand, and mittens on the right here, and what happens, we'll have the fourth debate. How's that here? We'll have the fourth debate. That's what we'll have. We'll have the fourth debate here of mittens versus a bongo. You know what I mean? And what happens, we'll cover stuff that has not, you know, yet been covered here. Oy vey. So I'll go ahead with that wiener nose. I'll go ahead and pretend to be a Jew and have old mittens and old bongo sock puppets running around here. And what happens is that it's something to think about here. Maybe it's time for me to do a YouTube short. Now, last week, I'm not sure who it was, but he kept on giving me his YouTube channel. I need to go ahead and look and see if we can't go ahead and upload, the 2004, you know, the May 2004 Topeka rally. So people can go ahead and see for themselves what a great speech, what a great speaker, public speaker Alex Linder is. Going ahead and looking at that goofhead with five or seven pieces of writing tablet paper, going ahead and reading from it, and then screeching apropos of nothing about Jews or niggers or whatever. Folks, I gave a speech there, and folks, it was probably the most, militant speech. Of course, I didn't have a half a beard then here. You know, and I did look well fed. But, you know, no more than what 250 pounds Swede should go ahead and look like. And heck, go ahead and put up the 2004 Topeka thing, and then maybe have a little video from a webcam of me, you know, me with the wiener nose, running these two sock puppets, mittens, and Obongo, and having the bait here. To where old Mittens goes ahead and accuses Obongo of just being nothing more than a Kenyan nigger here. And, you know, especially Obongo accusing old Mittens of having a war with Iran. Well, at least an honest debate. How's that? You know, not a pretend debate. Anyway, let's see here. Okay. Well, folks, Oh, that's why he killed John Monnet here. Alrighty. Well, all the states suck. Some more than others here. So, any case here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break, and I'll sort of get my thoughts together, and maybe Kenwick Mann will go ahead and call in. Who knows? So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory. What do you get when you fuck with Jews? A kike with a plan to burst your bubble. That's what you'll get for all your trouble. I'll never fuck with Jews. What do you get when you kill a kike? You do the entire world a great big favor. Don't matter worth a shit as to kite flavor. I'll never fuck with Jews again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I know kikes doubt. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fuck with Jews? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fuck with Jews. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you, when you fuck with Jews, you only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fuck with Jews again. No, no, I'll never fuck with Jews again. Oy vey, I'll never fuck with Jews.
Okay, folks, we're back, and it seems like we have a call in. So let's go ahead and unmute him and get to her. Hello.
Well, hello, Pastor Lindt. It's your own friend, Gilbert Gottfried. How are you doing?
Well, you sound a good deal like, you sound a little bit like William Pierce here would sound here. For some reason, Mr. Gottfried.
I sound like William Pierce. Well, maybe William Pierce ended up being a little bit Jewish. Oh!
Okay, well, maybe. Although I'm going to hear a hard time about, a hard time here. If you want to sound Jewish here, you sound more like Alex Linder here, though.
Well, if anyone's taking a look at Alex Linder, you've got to see some heavy in him. I mean, the only person around here who I think looks more Jewish than Alex Linder is Kennewick Man, a.k.a. Casey. As they say at the Dim Busters board, Casey, Crohn's disease is just around the corner. Oh!
Okay. Well, what brings you in this neck of the internet woods?
Well, Pastor, I've got a couple of things to say about some of the goings-on here on the Nimbusters board, as well as Christian identity. First of all, Pastor, I'd like to tell you one thing about your mortal enemy, old Obi Gender Bender. Apparently, we don't know who he is or where he lives, but if you'd like to find out where Obi Gender Bender most likely is, if you don't know his address, you can likely find him exactly 501 yards away from the elementary school. Oh!
Okay. Which elementary school? Melbourne or Perth?
Well, it's most likely going to be over there in Melbourne. Any elementary school, just go 501 yards away, and Obadiah will most likely be there.
Why... Where did you come up with the, why 501 as opposed to, 500 or 502?
Well, because that's what the restraining orders say. Oh!
Okay.
I I'm glad you appreciate my joke there, Pastor Lindstedt. I see that a few weeks ago you called into the News Guy show. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like you had 5 listeners and 6,800 bots listening to you at the same time. And I think even the robots were bored with the News Guy. Oh!
Well, Peerless Demski, he went ahead and outed the News Guy as Peter Goodman here, or Peerless Goodmanser, which, as a conservative Jew here, and then he went ahead and outed himself. So we had a self-tricicide over on Radio Free Nimtards about, 3 weeks ago?
That's right. I didn't know about that. Now, first of all, before I go into that subject, I want to address guest number 3.
Okay.
I'm talking a little too fast to be Gilbert Gottfried. Well, guest 3, let me tell you something. This is a matter of fact, it's the first time that I've done my Gilbert Gottfried impersonation, so I'm going to work on bringing it a little slower, and your comments and feedback is welcome and much appreciated. But second of all, to get on the topic of Paul Demski, I mean, my goodness, most of these so-called conservative Jews are probably self-hating. It's a good thing that finally P. Demski came out of the closet and admitted that he was a Jew instead of being a self-hating one. Now, if only we could get Peterless Goodmanza, who, by the way, lives in Brooklyn, just above a check-cashing station in the Diamond District. And I should know because that's where I live as well. He's my neighbor. Oh!
Okay. Well, from what I gather, he used to go ahead and be associated with Hal Turner. And from what I gather, Hal Turner's mother is called Kathy Diamond here. And a lot of people think that Hal Turner was a Jew. And some people, like the late Robert Friends, went ahead and ridiculed Hal Turner's claim that he knew all of his ancestors back to, 1600 or 1500, and then went ahead and called him a lying Mishlin. But he went ahead and pointed out that that would mean that Hal Turner would have to know about 84,000 of his ancestors, although you might go ahead and get it down to 66,666 because of overlap.
Overlap makes sense. Perhaps he's contacted Dennis Bosak to find the origins of some of his ancestors as well.
Okay, well, do you think that Hal Turner will be back on the air and all will be forgiven? I've seen on VNNF they have old Brutus of Dork and a number of people looking forward to the return of the Hal Turner show.
That's right. You know, a lot of these dim-witted white nationalists seem to have a short memory. They could use to take a page from some of us Jews. I mean, we never forget and we never forgive. So I think that would be a wise idea for a lot of these white nationalists to tune out of Hal Turnovsky and go ahead and turn him off. However, of course, a lot of people are looking forward to it, including my very good friend, George Takei, because I'm going to tell you something. As soon as Hal Turner comes online, George Takei will be looking to call into his show and give him a piece of his mind.
That will be epic, I would say.
I think it will too, but I'm going to have to rely on the, I'm going to have to rely on the honor of the folks in this chat to keep the phony George Takei thing under control, so that Hal Turner, when he hears from George Takei, will have no clue where it came from and what hit him. It will be an amazing show to watch. Don't you agree, Pastor Lindstedt?
Well, you know me. Unlike Fearless Good Manzer, and unlike Obi Genderbender and Pisser Possum, I enjoy a good jape as much as any, well, as much as any Quaker with a sense of humor could ever enjoy.
Indeed.
You know, a good jape.
Indeed, and that sense of humor, Pastor Lindstedt, is much appreciated, which is most likely why George Takei continues to associate himself with you, but no longer associates with the news guy or anybody else around here. But I've got a short story, if you don't mind, Pastor Lindstedt, I've got a short story about my two favorite off-white Mamzas, Peterless Good Mamza and Kennewick Man, a.k.a. Casey. And if you don't mind, Peterless Good Mamza and Casey were frolicking in the forest, and they came upon a genie. The genie said, I'll give either one of you schmucks one wish. You could get anything you like. And without hesitation, the news guy said, I want my show, the news guy show, to be critically acclaimed and adored by millions. I'd like a huge audience to the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. Genie, is this possible? To which the genie said without a second thought, my goodness, you idiot, have you seen your show? You've got 15 listeners and 200 bots, and even the bots are bored with your crap. Your monologue puts crying babies to sleep. Absolutely impossible. What do you think I am? Think of another wish. I'm going to talk to Casey. So the genie turns to Casey and says, Casey, what is it that you'd like? And Casey says, without hesitation, he says, genie, would it be possible to make me attractive to white women? To which the genie turns and he says, let's see what we can do about the news guy show.
There are miracles. And there are miracles.
Oh. Well, how are things going in your neck of the woods, Pastor?
Well, essentially, me, Roxy, and Poopy Dog, we're doing just fine. We have more than enough to eat. Roxy is more than enough to eat. So we're just doing okay. We're just counting off the days to the November selection. And, some nights I have a good deal to say, like, the last show where I was really getting down on Eli James. But, pretty well today. Oh, we had a number of technical difficulties and things were sort of iffy. But, heck. I mean, as I look at it, every day not spent in jail or in a nut house, it's essentially a very, very, very good day. There were some rather dreary times here locked up in the nut house, and then there were some rather exciting times, but I was sort of busy, fighting off niggers and psychotic wiggers to really enjoy, such times at the time. So, essentially,
indeed,
I'm doing pretty good. Indeed.
Well, that's great to hear, Pastor Lindstedt, and it's always nice to come on your show. I do appreciate Guest 3 and his feedback of my Gilbert Gottfried impersonation. I shall try to make it better each and every time so that it can be perhaps along the same quality of a George Takei, or perhaps even a Butthead, if you've heard that one as well. Good night, Pastor Lindstedt, and it was great to speak with you this evening.
Okay, well, hail victory, and you're always welcome to go ahead and show up, Mr. Gottfried. Even though I'm going to hear some crap from the Obi Genderbender Pisser Pusser Possum, and maybe you can go ahead and maybe if you can go ahead and look up the one-eared dingo, That would be a pretty good interview as well here, with the one-eared dingo.
I'm sure he'd enjoy speaking to me. And I don't know. I mean, the one thing about Opie Gender Bender is that he can't push me around like he does some others. I mean, I understand that he likes to interrupt a lot of people, but no matter how loud he can be, Gilbert Gottfried is going to be louder by a magnitude of 10. Oh!
Okay. Well, what happens is that the one-eared dingo is sort of silent but deadly. He sort of liked what he got once. He sort of like, I don't know if you ever seen Peter Pan, or in case of Peerless Goodman, or Peterless Pan. But supposedly, Captain Hook, this pirate, went ahead and lost his hand to a crocodile, and the crocodile would keep on chasing him, but he ate an alarm clock. Well, Obi has the same problem with the one-eared dingo, but the one-eared dingo is, well, smarter than the crocodile and hasn't even gone ahead and eaten so much as a wristwatch here. But he's going ahead, and he's sort of waiting right around. But he's more like about 516 yards away from the from the elementary school here, about 15 feet, hiding in the bushes here, waiting for Obi to go ahead and squat here, so he can go ahead and get whatever else he can get.
All right, Pastor Lindstedt, you have a nice evening, and I shall be speaking with you later.
All right. Well, hail victory, Mr. Doctor.
Hail victory. Oy vey. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Gilbert Gottfried, I believe it was, here. And he was telling me, he was going ahead and tell us about, the Peerless Good Manager and Paul Dembski, who neither one of them, as far as we know, are here to go ahead and join here. Well, it looks like we have Melungeons for Romney, and we have a few other characters. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in probably about 5 or 10 minutes. We'll see whatever else we can go ahead and have tonight on this quasi-open forum. So, folks, hail victory.
Well, I don't know why the sky is blue and why the gums on a nigger, well, they're blue, too. I don't pay attention to all that stuff, but I do know niggers suck. And I don't know why the world ain't flat, why the nose on a nigger is flat like that. I don't pay attention to all that stuff, but I do know niggers suck. Well, I don't know, I don't wanna know why Jigaboo's lips are thick, but I sure know that a nigger ain't worth a lick. Attention to all that stuff, I do know nigger stuff. Well, I don't know why niggers stink. I don't know why Jigaboo's hair has pink. I don't pay attention to all that stuff, I do know nigger stuff. I don't know why night turns to day and why a nigger won't work to earn his way. I don't pay attention to all that stuff, but I do know nigger stuff. I don't know, don't wanna know why Jigaboo's lips are thick, but I sure know that a nigger ain't worth a lick. And I don't know, don't wanna know why a nigger ain't got no pride, but I know them coons are never, no, they're never satisfied. I don't know why a nigger is kin to a ape. I don't know why spooks wanna integrate. I don't pay attention to all that stuff, but I do know nigger stuff. I do know nigger stuff. Hey, I do know nigger stuff.
Oh, Okay, folks, I'm going to try to give at least one more segment tonight here. This may not be a long show. I really liked Mr. What was his name? Gilbert, Mr. Okay, here. Let's see here. Mr. Gilbert Gottlieb, I believe, here. If you would, go ahead and give me your YouTube. I'm trying to figure out what I would really like to do is get a YouTube channel up for essentially showing the 2004, May 2004 actual downloads of the Topeka 2004 rally, where you end up having Craig Cobb there. You end up having Pastor Butler, you had myself, you had Billy Roper, and you had Alex Linder there. And folks, for all those, these idiots who believe that Alex Linder is a great speaker, I mean, he was just really just nothing more than a target. Gilbert Gottfried. And, folks, I'd like to go ahead and probably put up on Mamsers.org pretty well what the MP1 stuff here, so that people can go ahead and download it themselves and then work it and put it up on a YouTube channel or something like that, to where, folks, this was actual really movement history, where you had a number of people, myself, Alex Linder, Craig Cobb, Pastor Butler, of course, and I think that was about it, who went ahead and did some speaking here. And folks, you can go ahead and compare the two. I mean, I looked at Linder, and folks, when you go ahead and look at Linder, I mean, you go ahead and look, and he's about 6'1" or so. He's about an inch or so shorter than I am here. I am really, I see so many people, I'm 6 foot tall, or I'm 6'1", or 6'2", and 6'3", and I'm looking down a little bit on them. These characters are about maybe 5'11", maybe 6 foot. And, there's a lot of people go ahead and, go ahead and claim to be taller than they actually are here. I'm really a solid 6'2", maybe sometimes 6'2", 2.5 in the morning here. Not by the end of the day, but in the morning. And folks, Linder, you go ahead, you look at him, he looks sort of Aryan, he looks sort of Nordic, but he has the most furtive behavior. He's sort of very, very, very furtive. And in real life here, I don't know what the heck is about him, but he will go ahead, if you think somebody is a Jew, he'll go ahead and ask them if they're a Jew. And here's this little dark Swiss guy here, 2/3 Linder size. And, the guy, being a Swiss, being Swiss from the Germanic portion of Switzerland, said, yeah, yeah, which means yes, yes, but also, it's sort of like, oh, I'm being polite, I'm feeling, instead of saying ooh or ah or ah, something like that, having a nervous, when I say like, having a sort of filler in, he said, yeah, yeah, and Linder looked scared. I mean, this guy was only 2/3 Linder's size, and he acts like, Linder acts like a sort of self-loathing Jew who's going to go ahead and ask a question of a real Jew who's going to beat his ass for being a self-loathing Jew, is the way Linder, sort of acts. And, I knew it had to be Ben Vineyard, who was Billy Roper's right-hand man, who pretty well ended it, because as I looked at it, I served, for what, 19 months in Germany in Kralsheim. And I was looking up, there's a McKee Barracks alumni for those who were stationed at Kralsheim, or Krellsheim as we used to call it. It's pronounced Kralsheim by the Germans, but Krellsheim. Right on the border of, Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria. And, any case, so I knew how Germans or German thinkers or German speakers did act. And Linder just looked like he was just scared as heck here. Maybe Ben Vineyard, you know, must have took pity on Linder and said, he asked you if you were a Jew. Are you a Jew? And the little Swiss guy said, you know, kinda, not kleina, kinda, which means not a Jew, not kleina, which means little Jew, it means kinda, not a Jew, not a Jew. And essentially then Linder got to where he could breathe again or something like that here. But I was reading on VNNF here, he went ahead and asked this character called Marty something or another, who sounded like a WAP Jew, if he was a Jew. And Linder seems to have not learned anything from it. I mean, it'd be funny if Linder goes ahead and asks a big, mean Jew, like, you know, some of these wrestlers called Goldstein or something like that, are you a Jew? And he says, yeah, I am here, you fake Aryans, you know, you fake Jew, you know, self-made Jew poser, and beats the crap out of Linder. That would be funny. And do it on video. You know, that would be funny. So, anyway, I'd like to go ahead in one of these days, you know. Well, yeah, folks, I've had this Linder story before here. And, you know, it's sort of like Trader Glenn Miller went ahead and claimed that he was overcome by the smell of piss. And so I had to go ahead and tell not only Trader Glenn Miller was sort of scared of me, ran out here because he thought I was going to kill him while I was talking about Lewis Bean and Catcher Lane. Well, Trader Glenn Miller came up with the story, I was overcome by the smell of piss. And I went ahead and pointed out that there was probably only one jug. You know, there was probably only one piss jug inside the trailer house. And there were probably about 15 or 20 outside the trailer house. So the smell of piss, if any, they could have smelled through any plastic jugs, would have been greater on the outside. Trader Glenn Miller was scared I was going to kill his worthless ass. So I'd tell a story about the urine and the asparagus, you know, patch there. I had a real nice looking asparagus patch. It was growing up for 3 years. It was going to be a real good when I got thrown in jail. And old Pigles bitch went ahead and mowed out all these asparagus ferns when they came up. And so there's no more asparagus. You know, that was the end of that here. Yeah. So, in any case here, well, Obi likes Linder stories here. Yeah, folks, these stories are true here. And, folks, I really would like to go ahead and, essentially, let people go ahead and see for themselves, about 2 hours or so of video. Well, really not that much. Really only about an hour and a half because the battery didn't last that long. About what went on at Topeka in May 2004. And let them folks decide for themselves what they want to go ahead and think. Now, in many cases, you have to have a sense of humor if you are locked up in a grim situation, because what you have to have is you always have to have hope. You have to have hope that you're going to go ahead and live through this, that you're going to go ahead and prevail, even though things look bad, things look rough, and, you know, places are drear, like locked up in a nut house here. You've got to go ahead and maintain hope, even if you don't feel very hopeful. And if you don't have a sense of humor, if you're not able to go ahead and laugh at yourself, you're not going to go ahead and make it. I have seen people who I think may have been sane or tenuously sane when they got sent to a nut house, and what they do is that they give in to the craziness, and you can see the craziness. Sometimes, you know, you can have a bunch of violent craziness, you can go ahead and cut it. You can go ahead and cut it like a knife. And sometimes, some things you see are just so out of there that people believe it, because you can't be making this crap up here. But in any case, I would have loved to see Trader Glenn Miller locked up in that house in a different, you know, in a different room. You know, places like Biggs, every nut, it's the most expensive. It's maximum high security. It's, you know, every nut has his own separate room because essentially you can't keep them from killing one another. About 6 months before I got there, in fact, one of them did kill another nut. But in any case, yeah. All right, I'm looking at the chat here. You know, can you imagine how Trader Glenn Miller would have lasted without any liquor to drink? From what I gather, they didn't have to torture Trader Glenn Miller. He went ahead and told everything that needed to be said just for a little bit, you know, just for, instead of 30 pieces of silver, just for about a couple ounces of Jim Beam. Can you imagine Linder being locked up in the nut house? Well, I mean, you know, folks, I'm sort of quietly proud because, hey, I mean, I had what it took to go ahead and endure, to go ahead and fight, to go ahead and essentially not put up with Zog shit any more than I had to. Now, pretty well being threatened with Haldol will make you behave quite a bit here. I mean, it's, you know, it's sort of nasty shit here. But in any case here, Googleplex here. Sets up office to see. I don't know what the heck that's about. Let me go ahead and talk a little bit about the selection or the debates here of this last week with old Obongo and Shittens. And folks, I knew looking at that Obongo won the debate. Now, folks, I got, when was it? Tuesday morning, I got back from the technical support thing. I got back my DVR recorder. And what I, you know, Monday, I think it was Monday. And what I did is I went ahead and got these VCR tapes and recorded them on to a DV, a DVD, you know, read-write. Went ahead and recorded them to a DVD read-write. And when you go ahead and use the erasables or something like that, you can go ahead and do a lot more than you can just with a regular one. So they went, go ahead and they realigned the heads back up. And I was looking at the VCR to there. And I was actually looking at the first debate. And I don't think Obongo did that badly. So then I went ahead and I'd been going ahead and looking at the debate between Joe Biden and Lion Ryan. And, folks, I think that it was pretty well a match. I think that Joe Biden actually had a little bit of advantage on substance. But I went ahead and looked at this debate, and essentially Obongo went ahead and pretty well came out charging. And went ahead and, you know, beat Mittens to, you know, went ahead and fought Mittens to a slight advantage here. Now, I don't know what the third debate is going to go ahead and look like. But essentially, I think it's going to go ahead and be another draw. But looking, you know, go ahead looking at it, I sort of think that Obongo is going to be the winner. Now, I didn't really catch on about the breaking news about Romney, you know, about Mittens and Obongo being at this Al Smith dinner. Essentially, they were there, and I guess I didn't really record most of it here. But they said the last time he had two competing presidential nominees was way back in 1960. You might have old Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. Well, guess what? Guess who won? Guess who won that one? But you had Richard Nixon and, John F. Kennedy there at an Al Smith dinner here, which is, dedicated to some hybrid nigger mackerel snapper or something like that who went ahead and ran FDR, I think back in 1928, something like that. Okay. Anyway, I'm sort of looking at the chat a little bit. Folks, I think that Obongo actually won the last debate here, or essentially didn't lose as bad here. I think Carol Kavanaugh, this is Radio Free Northwest, he was talking about grand juries and essentially how grand juries are used as instruments of oppression. Of course they are. And then he was talking about Edgar Steele. Folks, there is no saving Zog. Pretty well, the impression I get is that we are looking at, I'm not sure if there's going to be an October surprise. I don't think there's going to be an October surprise. Now, the price of gasoline has gone down here again, but still above $4 a gallon. It's gone up again. It's gone down from what it was, about as high as 470, 475, and now it's down to what, 435? Folks, that stuff is caused by Goldman Sachs and these big brokerage houses going ahead, and there's no shortage of gasoline, there's no shortage of supply. It's sort of like 2008 where you had these Jews running around doing this crap. And when I got out of jail, when was it? Oh, I think the 23rd of October, 5 days away from now. And I'll go ahead and look and comment about, being free for about 4 years, relatively free. And the price of gasoline was, $1.89 and going down? And the reason of it is that as part of the bailout package, they had to go ahead and sell their speculative stocks. And, they had to sell their speculative stocks in the gasoline futures market. And I think it's caused by the same thing. They just go ahead and use whatever excuse they need, like, there's a shortage of gasoline in California, to go ahead and ratchet it up here. I think that you might end up seeing gasoline go below $4 a gallon, but I wouldn't count on it. Wouldn't count on it at all before the election. By the way, the jobs thing here, to where at the debate they were claiming that it, got underneath 8%. Well, guess what? California has gone ahead and it delayed its report. And essentially, if you go ahead and add California, I guess it gets back above 8% again. Because the job statistics in California, where all the white people are running away and all the beaners are moving in, was not very good. Okay? Okay. Well, no, I didn't. What happens is that way back in 2004, this was before Linder figured out he had Crohn's. Now, Wednesday night, for why Gary Dan Johns didn't have a show. But I was ready, I was just going ahead and had, Toshiba number one, Toshiba number two, and Toshiba number three all up there, and I was using Toshiba number two with a very nice keyboard to troll the crap out of, Obit Gender Bender and, the Pisser Possum. So this was before Linder found out he had Crohn's. But folks, I mean, it says that the show of your countenance will go ahead and testify against you. What about Linder's bleeding bunghole? To where initially he said he had Crohn's, and then, last 6 months he's claimed that now he doesn't have Crohn's, a.k.a. giraffe gaze, he has ulcerative colitis, a.k.a. Aryan Assgate. Folks, white people, I mean, if you end up having that, you have a Jew in your woodpile somewhere. You have a Jew in your woodpile. Winder has, well, more than a few Jews in his genetic woodpile. And that's what some people are complaining about. Winder is going ahead and talking about Golden Dawn like it's his idea to have that. And it's not. Winder has absolutely nothing to do with running a political party. Winder lives in Kirksville. If Linder wanted to, he could probably take over the Libertoon, well, county seat. He could go ahead and essentially run as precinct committeeman. Maybe find him a, you know, a female or something like that. Linder could, if he wanted, in a number of these areas in northeast Missouri, Linder could go ahead and take over either the Constitution Party or the Libertoon Party, if he wanted to. Does Linder want to? No. I remember back when they were talking, when Trader Glenn Miller first came in, they were talking about the freedom, you know, White Freedom Party. And I got on Peter Skank, you know, show and says, well, hey, you can take over any minor political party if you want just by going ahead and getting enough people and they count in your county seats and, you know, your senatorial committees. You can take over a political party if you want to. That's why I told the League of the South how to do it. And the answer is none of them want to go ahead and do it. They want to talk about it, but they want to actually seize political power. Now, unlike, you know, the Ron Paul people, they've gone ahead, and in some cases, they've gone ahead and seized political power. Now, not, you know, not in the major towns like Joplin or, say, what, St. Charles? And certainly not Springfield. But where you have places in, what, old Barry or Stone County, you can do that. You can go ahead and do it. You know, I mean, folks, they don't have much of a Republican Party in St. Louis or Kansas City, downtown Kansas City. But we're not talking about taking a major party. We're talking about taking out a Libertoon Party over. You can do that, or the Constitution Party, or the Reform Party. Heck, I had me and Roxy running for a Reform Party, and there was only seven of us who had gone ahead and run. And it was some hippy-dippy, goofy bitch here. This one guy, and, you know, this one secretary and her husband, who she had on her thumb, a hippy-dippy, canker flyer, and a nigger. And then two people from St. Louis area, and then me and Roxy. And essentially, I got this Anglo Mestizo or Mestizo Anglo goofy bitch, you know, named Matt Marveling Panky, elected chairman of the Reform Party in 2000. And the reason I did, you know, how I did that is that the, you know, the Probots didn't trust the Buchananites. So, hey, they both, you know, and I went ahead and charmed the nigger into, I didn't say anything about, you know, being a big racist or anything like that. I mean, the niggers were, you know, pro-robot, and pretty well, them St. Louis tards were, the St. Louis tards were Buchananites. So essentially, because the old Marveling was neither a pro-robot or a Buchananite, guess, you know, and me and Roxy had, what, two votes out of the seven? Well, hey, she became the chairman of the Reform Party. Folks, how much time and effort did it take to essentially get someone, you know, of course she's a nutcase, but how much time and effort did it go ahead and cost to get somebody in a political party with some sort of ballot access to go ahead and take it over? Answer? Didn't take even $10,000. It takes 10,000 signatures. That's about, what, $20,000, you know, at least a dollar a signature, about a dollar and a half a signature, and you're going to have to need about $15,000 to go ahead and get the $10,000 to get ballot access here. What happens is, essentially, I got one of my creatures. Of course, she wasn't one of my creatures. She was pretty nutty. And she sort of went off her own little reservation. But I did get her to, I did get her elected as a state, chairwoman. How much money did that cost me? Well, really, not too much. I had to go up to Kansas City, bring Roxy with me. Now, could Linda have done that? Sure. Could Trader Glenn Miller have done that here with all the bucks he went ahead and spent? Sure he could have. Sure he could have. He could have. He just didn't want to. Neither Linder. Neither the League of the South. They all want to go ahead and pretend that they're doing something, and they're not. They're not accomplishing anything. They're not there to accomplish anything. So, what to do here? I mean, probably, maybe what I should have done is maybe I should have gone up to Jefferson City and ran for United States Senator as a Constitution Party candidate. All they have is this Cynthia Davis running. They don't have hardly anybody running at all for the Constitution Party. Now, poor old Edgar Steele here, he had a nigger who some liberal Mormons went ahead and in a display of ignorance went ahead and elected their own little nigger, and Edgar still had a problem with that here. I just told Edgar to go ahead and make a big deal about how the nigger shouldn't have gone ahead and kept him from running for governor of Idaho. He went ahead, Edgar Steele went ahead and gave up with it. I'll just say Edgar Steele's comments here, and he was saying, well, it's against the law for me to advocate revolution. Look, Edgar, you've been railroaded. You're going to get 60 years in prison. Maybe it's time to go ahead and talk about killing pigs, talk about killing judges, talk about killing lawyers, talk about killing cops. Me, I don't have a problem with going ahead and talking about how civil war, about how the Great Tribulation, about how bloodshed is the only thing that's going to go ahead and save Yahweh's servant nation. Because all Babylon in peace is killing us deader than hell. Right now, I'm listening to old Mittens. Mittens, go ahead and yap. I'm watching it here. I'll go ahead and record, go ahead and listen to it later. But folks, all the stupid crap here, if left by itself here, would go ahead and destroy us as a race here. But while we are being destroyed as a race, what's replacing us? Niggers, Mamzers, Beaners, Jews? Now, Jews, when you go ahead and understand the nature of Jews, when you go ahead and understand that they're a spawn of Satan and they're a part of Satan's breeding efforts, you got to understand is that even a Jew's self-preservation comes in second to a Jew's lust to destroy Yahweh's servant nation. A Jew will go ahead and take a kick to the head, being bruised in the head from the heel of the woman, the true woman, in order to go ahead and do far more than to bruise Yahweh's servant nation's heel. That's why Jeremy Visser acts the way it acts here. Sometimes it's oh so nice, and a lot of times it's not very nice at all to me. And, by the way, I was not allowed to go ahead and call in to the Pisser Possum Show. And I didn't expect anything less here. I decided to just go ahead and give Jeremy a chance to say yes or no. And he said no. No big deal. But you got to understand is that these creatures want to destroy the white race, the Adamic race, the Yahweh servant nation. And so that is what they do. And so many figures go ahead and allow that. And how do you make sense of that sort of thing? And the answer is you make sense of it by understanding that Yahweh allowed Satan's children to exist here. Now what it says in Matthew, I think it's chapter 13, or maybe it's 15. Well, it says in Matthew 15, let me see what it is. Matthew 15, I think it is. Okay. Matthew chapter 15. Well, folks, we went ahead and covered Matthew chapter 13 and Mark chapter 4 in Logan's Friday night Bible study. And folks, we'll go ahead and Logan will go ahead and talk about his conspiracy theory of the week. We'll go ahead and cover it. But what we've gone ahead during the last month or so is that Logan has taken to conducting a Bible study. So we had a real fine Bible study last Friday. But anyway, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, he said, when he was talking about what defiles a man here. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, he said, but he, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, answered, said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Verse 14, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. And what he was talking about here, this should go ahead and refute Finkelstein. It should refute Elier. It should go ahead and refute both Elier and Finkelstein's claims that, these people were made by the devil, at least Finkelstein and, Caps and Millie Emheiser. Folks, when he talks about uprooting a plant that, his Heavenly Father has not planted, he's not talking about going ahead and uprooting weeds, plants, tares in China or Africa or Asia, because any more than you or I, if we have a tear in our garden, we would pull up a tear on the city property. Do any of you going ahead and seeing a tear, where do you pull up tears at? Well, you pull up tears which are growing among the wheat. That's where the tears are pulled up at. They're not pulled up on somebody else's property. How many of you actually go out to somebody else's property and pull their weeds? Do you? I don't think so. Heck, when I was a kid, it was hard enough to go ahead for my parents and grandparents to get me to pull up weeds in our own vegetable garden. I didn't go out to the back 40 and pasture and pull up weeds there. Neither shall Yahweh. I don't think he's going to go ahead and pull up tares or weeds in Africa, in Asia, he's not going to go ahead and pull up these tares which are not in his garden, which are among his wheat. The only tares that's going to be bundled up and harvested are the tares which are polluting the wheat. That's what I want to go ahead and talk about here. I've gone ahead and done a little bit of Bible study. But that's why I think and Emheiser are wrong. They're universalists just like E.R. James. And because they're such a-holes here, they're not as dangerous as E.R. James here. Eli James believes that these creatures have souls, that these creatures have a call upon Yahweh, and they don't. They merely exist for the day. They're mere animals. And those who live in places like Africa, niggers in Africa, or gooks in China, they're not going to be necessarily plucked up. Of course, Yahweh is not going to go ahead and pay much attention to them. And folks, the Great Tribulation will affect them, just like there is a slowdown in China right now, because super wiggers don't have enough money to buy the products made by slave labor. Now, if the Chinese really did care for themselves, they'd go ahead and take all this capital, which has gone to there, and create a market for their own people, and create a future for their own people. But like all such animals, they don't think ahead for the future. They don't go ahead and plan what is good for the overall race of chinks any more than there's any nigger that plans for the good of Africans as a whole. The white man's the only one able to go ahead and plan and work and think for the future, be it 5 years in advance, 10 years in advance, 20 years in advance, 100 years in advance. We're the only ones, and that is why we came out on top here. There's talk about, I've heard, you know, on a number of other shows about how quites are gullible, how they go ahead and work, how they go ahead and trust those who are among them who pretend to be white, and how gullible they are. But folks, when we were in our prime and not allow the Jew to come in among us here, we were able to go ahead and work together to exterminate, you know, the red nigger from the prairies, to go ahead and pogrom the Jews, to go ahead and conquer wherever we were when we were what we were meant to be. We were able to go ahead and work together. So folks, this gullibility, this wiggerdom, essentially in many cases when it was what we were supposed to be, when Yahweh pretty well was giving us our birthright, when our people were politically new and naive and essentially were what we were supposed to be, we did go ahead and get behind leaders, and we did go ahead and carve out for ourselves among these chaotic, fractious Indians, what have you, who could not work together, who were out only for themselves. We were able to go ahead and exterminate these people or drive them out, be they Canaanites or be they red niggers. So folks, let's not go ahead and look down upon us for being what we are. We need to understand who we are. We need to understand what we are. We don't need to go ahead like Eli James or Oba Genderbender or Jeremy Visser want to pretend to be us, wishing they were us. What we need to be is what we are. But also, you know, understand that we are Yahweh's children, and that we go ahead and we obey Yahweh's law, and we do what is right. And for everything and anything else here, we have no obligation. We have no obligation to be merciful, and we certainly have no obligation to be merciful to Uyghurs who are doing evil. I call upon every white man to be what he's supposed to be and be instinctively close to Yahweh, to go ahead and obey the Lord, you know, the law of Yahweh written on your heart. But for those who are not of us here, you have no obligation for anything. you need to go ahead and look and see if it looks like a Jew, acts like a Jew, smells like a Jew, or a nigger, or what have you. It's a Jew or a nigger or what have you. We need to be what we are. And nothing else. Nothing else. So. Well, parallel the wet timber. No, what happens is that old Donna Fullerton, this Anglo Mestizo bitch, wanted to, you know, wanted to go ahead and bulldoze these old, you know, these old buildings here that are falling in. Now, they're made out of rock. They're made out of stone. They're not going to fall in, but the roofs, in some cases, have fallen in. They're not in good shape, but in case, they're just old buildings here. You know, pretty well what I've done with these, you know, with these properties is I've let them go ahead and overgrow. Let them go ahead and overgrow into what they would normally be. This hill here, Cobb Hill, used to be the center of lead mining in Granby. And so the earth was denuded, the earth was tore off in order to get at the lead below. And you end up having a whole bunch of chat piles of lead mining tailings here. Where it's no longer galena lead, it's just lead. And heck, every so often they, you know, they used to go ahead and tear off the topsoil and put down different dirt. And folks, you know, you have what it is here. Now, I heard that this evil bitch was in a hospital, and I was hoping the bitch would die. I was hoping the bitch would die, and I don't know if she did or not here, but she's a crazy bitch. I mean, folks, my particular house is an old house. It's not, but, you know, it's rather cluttered. With a bunch of papers and stuff here, and I need to every so often go ahead and go through them. And I do every so often. Most of the time I don't. Don't bother. There's no need to go ahead and bother. Who is it? Just me, Roxy, and Puppy Dog? Poopy Dog? Don't worry about it. In case, folks, I'm going ahead and I'm just looking. It's a nice, rare, slow night. It's going to go ahead and make a sort of iffy thing, except for, what is the name, Gilbert Gottlieb calling in. I really didn't have anything much prepared other than perhaps bitching about this, what, guy named Pearson, who's a total mamsertard, running around pretending to be something he's not. I'm trying to go ahead and point out to you is that there's nothing wrong with being what you are, as long as you're white. And if you're not white, why bother pretending to be something you're not? Folks, I bet Brian Reel, I bet Eli James, Eli James, Brian Reel, a number of these people wishes they were what I am, a white man, an Israelite, with flaws, with rather crude mannerism sometimes, although it's, you know, it's pretty well evened out by a sense of humor. Folks, I've never wanted to be anything else other than what I am, and so I'm comfortable being what I am. And I'm pretty well asking those of you who are white to go ahead and be what you are. I remember talking to Jim Floyd. And I said, well, Jim, I'm never going to go ahead and be able to write like you. And Jim went ahead and said, well, Martin, you're never going to be able to write like me, but on the other hand, I can't write like you. We each are different people. And what we need to do is we each need to go ahead and be as good as what we can be and understand our weaknesses, understand our strengths, and play to our strengths, and also go ahead and shore up our weaknesses in the life we have. That's what we do. That's what we do. Cause a great Whigger awakening. The two prophets, you know, Joe Pennsylvania went ahead and asked a question here about the two prophets here. You go ahead, and it's sort of like, you know, you sort of go ahead and find out about the two witnesses. For all practical purposes, they do a number of mighty deeds here. They do a number of mighty prophesying, and it's just like Noah and Methuselah. What did, you know, did Noah and Methuselah, when they were preaching for 120 years before the flood, from when Noah was 480 years old to the second month of Noah's 600th year, did any of them talk any Whiggers out of miscegenating, out of going ahead and moving to Europe around Cain Sargon's evil empire? The answer is, maybe they did, but maybe they didn't. But when it came down to it, Noah and Methuselah, did they go ahead and stop the flood? Did they go ahead and stop, you know, death track the very first Song of Babylon from having to be flooded out? The answer is no. And you go ahead and read in the book of Revelations that these two prophets are not going to go ahead and change Whiggers. They're not going to go ahead and change Jews. Of course, you can't change Jews. They're already built in. But folks, they don't change Whiggers. They don't go ahead, doesn't say anything about them ending the Great Tribulation, but rather, the Satan comes up from the pit and goes in, kills them both. And then they rise to the heavens. So what did the two witnesses, what are the two witnesses' messages going to accomplish? Answer, nothing. That's what it says in the Bible. It's going to accomplish nothing at all. Okay. Two witnesses are church and state. Well, okay. You know, I guess I went ahead and read it a little bit more literally than, you know, than Pastor Wesley Swift did. He might be right. I don't know. But reading it myself, you know, I find out these two witnesses didn't really accomplish any Whigger revival. Could be wrong. I don't see or hear of any Whigger revival. What the Israelites listening to me need to understand is that, you know, don't get in this movement. Don't go ahead and believe altogether what anybody tells you. You need to go ahead and figure these things out for yourself. And you need to save yourself. Well, from what I gather, they were. Joe Pennsylvania, from what I gather, they were. But you asked me a question, is there going to create a great Whigger awakening? The answer is no. I've heard in this movement all about the awakening. I was listening to Joe Adams, interview with Dr. Kevin McDonald. And folks, during the last couple, of months of programming, Joe Adams is all by himself. And what Joe Adams believes in doing is having a bunch of glib talking, savewhitepeople.com, and he's trying to go ahead and change his name to Guardians of Diversity, now Caucasian Persuasion. And he sort of believes he's going to fool Jews into thinking he's not racist. And he's going to go ahead and play a little word game with the Jews. He's going to go ahead, and that's going to save white people. And the answer is not. All these little mind games, all these little word games, all these little game games are not going to change anything at all. Okay? All right. Jerusalem is Yahweh's holy city, or it was. The Holy Land is now the unholy land because Jesus Christ was murdered there by Jews. We ourselves here are purified by the blood of the Lamb of Yahweh. But Jerusalem is no longer a holy city because, well, you know, because, you know, after the Great Tribulation, the New Jerusalem shall go ahead and come down from the heavens to the earth. Okay? Well, folks, there's nothing, you know, you asked me if the two witnesses are going to wake up Quakers. The answer is nothing's going to wake up Quakers. Quakers are looking around, and folks, it's understood that pretty well economic times, we live in what's called the Great Recession. Folks, where did the word recessions come from? Answer, it was meant as a recession to go ahead and take the place of the word depression. Where did the word depression come from? Answer, it was meant to go ahead and take the place of the word panic, as in financial panic. So what happens, you end up having the panic of 1837, and then here comes the Jew banksters, another Federal Reserve System, and they no longer call it panic, they call it depression. And you had a short depression after World War I, and essentially when it first came in, here was 21 to 22, you had a rather harsh panic, but now they call it depression. They went ahead and essentially the Federal Reserve System at the time wasn't run by Jews enough to where they went ahead and created a Great Depression, which was caused by thievery on the stock market. Folks, our latest bubbles are caused by thievery by Jews. And now, since there's no punishment of them, other than when a Jew like Bernie Madoff goes ahead and steals from other Jews, folks, you're not gonna go ahead and have any financial rebirth. All you're having is just simply a means by which Obongo works on getting reselected, and so you end up having quantitative easing to essentially Bernanke is going ahead and printing $60 billion a month. But unlike quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3, he's just simply saying that he's going to go ahead and print money until, I guess, everything falls apart. When I hear a story about waking up Uyghurs, folks, Uyghurs, I think, are beginning to realize the things that shit's fucked up, but what are they going to do about it? Now you're awake. What are you going to do about it? You going to go out and kill pigs? Nope. Are you going to go ahead and kill judges? Nope. You going to go ahead and kill lawyers? Nope. You going to go out and kill Jews and niggers and beaners? Nope. What are you going to do now that you're awakened? And the answer is there ain't much you can do or will do. At least not yet. At least not yet. Okay? Folks, the entire, you know, Joe Pennsylvania said, I'm hoping things will wake up Uyghurs. Folks, the entire bowel movement supposedly is about waking up Uyghurs. How has it woken up Uyghurs? How has it gone ahead and woken up anyone? What are you going to do about this sort of thing? Answer, there's nothing you can do. You need to go ahead and work on saving yourself. And what I need to do is I need to go ahead and put together a bunch of Bertrand Comparé essays and put them out in a book form, reprint Comparé, so that folks, if you understand who you are, you understand Orthodox Christian identity. Like, well, Bertrand Comparé went ahead and preached it here. And then, later on, I might go ahead and read my Wesley Swift and figure out what Wesley Swift had in mind here. But anyway, that's my next to-do. So anyway, folks, you know, there's no waking up wiggers. If you believe that there is, then you're delusional. Wiggers are not going to be woke up. They do not want to be woken up at all. So anyway, folks, I think I've had about, a three-hour show or so. Probably not quite. But pretty well I've run out of things to say. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White, men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Four white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On dogling neck we stomp our boots to stamp out God's hope. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love his great, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.